Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Madasani from our daily blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. It is a simple fact that actions can speak louder than words. We can say we care, but that's hard to believe if we are never available to help, to listen, or to serve. At this early point in his ministry, his actions would begin to reinforce the truth that he is the Son of God. Yet, what an interesting first miracle Jesus chose to perform. The wine was running low, and Jesus acted. It was not a crisis or an emergency, nor a necessity, yet Jesus showed his concern. And he was concerned enough to act, yet he kept his action pretty low profile. Apostle John tells us that this miracle is the first of several signs, all of which are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name. We should not, however, reduce the miracles of Jesus to mere signs of His power, as if miracles were nothing more than repeated demonstrations of Christ's divinity. Instead, we ought to see them as signs of work and the person of Jesus Christ. The miracles of Jesus are not supernatural violations of the natural, as opposed to supernatural restorations to the right nature, a picture of the way things ought to be. Thus, they point us to the day when sin and sickness and sorrow and death are no more, because Jesus will have made everything new. Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. People eat at the marriage supper, so it would be reasonable to expect a great celebration in heaven with Jesus. Marvel at the generosity of Jesus' provision. God has indeed prepared a table for us, and the cup set on it overflows. Jesus is both the water of life and the wine of grace. Jars full of wine, a basket full of fish and bread, and many leftovers indicate the abundance of God's grace and goodness in our life. God understands and knows that we need them, and He is always our provider, beginning with eternal life. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 26, verse 29, "I tell you, I will not drink of this fruit of the wine from now on until the day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." Remember, my friends, we cannot separate God from His gifts, and we cannot enjoy the gift apart from the giver. Shall we pray? Blessed Lord, how wonderful you are. We thank you and bless you for your amazing grace and unending love. Our Master, make us ever new in you. This we ask in your precious name. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.